This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He loves the new and the novel.
The foreign and the fashionable.
He's an eager environmentalist.
A witty Wiccan.
And a try-hard vegetarian.
Now it's time for Adam Barillet's
Bloody Good Things to Know.
When it comes to talking about the environment, the thing that's definitely in the news at the moment would have to be oil spills. Joining us on the line right now from the WWF, good morning, Jonathan Larkin.
Morning, Adam.
Thank you so much for your time today. Now, can you give us a bit of an update on the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're getting some mixed news out of the Gulf. Part of it is obviously good. BP have managed to install a cap on top of the leaking well, which isn't stopping the oil, but it's certainly collecting a lot of it, and that means that it's not then flowing into the environment. So that's a good start, shall we say.
How far is the damage actually ranging there?
Well, there's reports of oil all the way from Mississippi and Louisiana, right around the Gulf Coast. We've heard reports from both Texas on the west side and perhaps all the way to Florida on the east side. So this is a really big spill. I mean, the biggest understatement you'll hear of today is probably that this is a big spill, and it's going to affect a lot of people and a lot of wildlife.
And Jonathan, how long after it's contained do you think the damage will range?
Well, the scary thing is that estimates vary, but everyone agrees once that oil is out there in the environment, it's going to have an effect not for a couple of months, but probably for years and maybe even decades. We're talking about so much oil, literally, you know, like 100 million litres of oil, that it's going to be tough for the environment to cope. And so hence, there's going to be knock-on effects. It's going to affect fish, and the effect on those fish is then going to obviously impact the things that eat that fish, like pelicans or larger fish or whales or dolphins. And then obviously we're also seeing those horrible pictures of some of the seabirds that are stuck in the oil on the surface.
Jonathan, is Greenpeace actually out there in the Gulf of Mexico at the moment?
Mostly the response is being handled by the government and by BP. And the thankful thing is that this spill occurred in a place where there's lots of resources to help. Now, that doesn't make the spill any better. Unfortunately, it's still a total catastrophe. But there are lots of people, there are lots of boats, there are lots of equipment. There is lots of equipment around that can help out. Now, when we had an oil spill in Australia, we had it in about the most remote place you could point to, which meant that the response here was terrible.
Now, we're about to find out more about that oil spill off the coast of WA, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. So we had our own spill here last year, which began in August and then went for 105 days. And there was a commission of inquiry at the end of last year. Findings for that inquiry should be out right at the end of next week, and we're hoping that the Minister, Martin Ferguson, makes them public as soon as possible.
Beautiful. Well, Jonathan Larkin, thank you so much for your time and the update today.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your concern.
That was Jonathan Larkin from the WWF talking to us about oil spills and what's happening there.
Yeah, it's terrible out there. It's happening too often these days, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And it's going to wipe out so many for years, as you said, for decades, and it's going to do a lot to the ecological system down, I mean, food-wise, and I think it's going to have a much vaster effect globally.
Mm.
So as much as we can do, just log on to WWF, is it?
.org.au.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.